pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, as they used to say when I was in school, and we would go around pinching and punching everybody. Now there is someone, I can't remember who it is, some podcaster, and they say something like, what is it? Something really dumb for the start of the month, like bunny bunny or something, or tortoise tortoise, some animal, I can't remember now. Who knows what that means, but the real saying is pinch and a punch for the first day of the month.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now there is someone, I can't remember who it is.
Rabbit, rabbit! Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1068 of the BFO for Thursday, the 1st of March 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. We've got a health update and voice letters. Yes, Big Freddy, thank goodness, some content! Hello, leprechauns! Well, they'll be doing their little shillelagh dance. Oh, that's it. Y'all, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, it's the 1st of March, and you know, it comes in or goes out like a lion or a lamb. Oh, dear Gussie, I hope it's a lamb for you. Unless, of course, you'd like for it to be a lion, and then in which case, I hope it's a lion for you. Bah! Fatty, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Y'all, that's an old custom that March comes in. If March comes in like a lamb, it goes out like a lion. And if it comes in like a lion, it goes out like a lamb. And that's just the weather, y'all. That has nothing to do with a lamb burger or a lamb stuffed red pepper. Bae, Fatty, please. But anyway, y'all, hi, y'all, I'm getting real tired of sitting around the Fat Cave all the time, because, y'all, I really don't feel like going out and doing anything or taking care of any errands or anything like that. And anyway, so, but I am by no means, over this stuff, because, y'all, the back pain has subsided some. I will say that, but y'all, the tenderness of the shingles has increased, and so anyway, I'm just, you know, it's just a miserable kind of thing. But anyway, let's see, y'all. Tuesday night, y'all. Big Fatty had kind of felt kind of vomicky. Poor Big Fatty, y'all. I don't know what it was, but I just felt kind of vomicky, and I didn't blow my cheer. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you blowing anything, especially your Cheerios. But y'all are just, you know, just that lightheaded and that kind of uneasy, queasy stomach. So I don't know what it was, but it passed. It passed like gas. Big Fatty, y'all, speaking of passing gas, things are beginning to move in the digestional tract. And y'all, I don't know if it was stimulated this morning by pictures of elephants on the front page of the newspaper here in Charleston, but y'all, the Ringling Brothers, Bonham and Bailey Circus is in town, and they had the elephants. You know, the elephants have to travel by train, and then they have to walk the distance between the venue and the train track. They had to do it on the Interstate Highway Expressway system. And y'all, it's the gentlemen's that were handling the elephant. Hey, we don't need to hear about handling elephants. They said I don't ever remember moving the elephants on an interstate expressway highway. Yes, Big Freddy. Well, there's a first time for everything. Is all I got to say. So anyway, but y'all, I will say I've gotten so many nice comments from folks over at the BFO. Y'all, I hadn't been over to the Spot and Big Fatty in a while, so let's just go over there real quick. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, oh, y'all, that is, y'all, that is part of a chicken, not a chicken, a turkey bazoom that I cooked in the crock pot, in the cracker pot. And y'all, let's see, what do we got here? We got the no brain a day. There's a picture of Big Fatty with just a pea brain, pea brain. Who ate the damn pizza rolls? Two full-length novels by Big Fatty. That Top is Smelly posted that one. Oh, dear Gussie, who ate the pizza rolls? Oh, dear Gussie. And then let's see what's going over here. We've got, oh, we got that Taylor Lautner. Oh, Timmy Sims is looking out for Big Fatty because, y'all, Timmy Sims knows that Big Fatty needs to be handled carefully, you know, in his time of need. Big Fatty, you're milking it. That's all I got to say. And then there's a picture Timmy Sims posted of Big Fatty after his weight loss wearing his Wonder Woman outfit. I may have borrowed that from a white boy. And y'all, then there's one of Brokeback Bacon posted by Timmy Sims. And y'all, it's as natural looking as you can hope. It's me and Timmy Sims. And y'all, I would not mind a little broke backing with him. Big Fatty! Y'all, then there's some kind of thing here, the Oompa Loompa. I don't know what the hell that is. But y'all, it appears to be slightly retarded or something. And y'all, then there's a... Eric in the Seattles has posted a picture of Big Fatty wearing his brand new t-shirt that says, I pooed. Big Fatty, and y'all, I did poo, and had it been on the side of the road, you'd swear that the circus was in town. Oh, Big Fatty, but the circus is in town, y'all. Then public sleeping day. There's a picture of Big Fatty's big gullet. Keep calm and stay at the Fat Cave for Leap Day, y'all. I'm not quite sure what that. Oh, I've evidently kicked my head off or something like that. What does that mean? I don't know what that is, but y'all, anyway, y'all go on over there to the Spotting Big Fatty and put up something, because y'all, it does make Big Fatty feel better. And y'all, I've gotten some nice little e-letters from different people, and I'm not going to mention who did it, but Big Fatty had one of his lovers send a link to some pornographic materials. And y'all, I gotta tell you, it took my mind off of things. Big Fatty, thank goodness. Could we look at it to take our mind off of this 20 minutes of train wreck? Yes!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. Oh my gosh, so I got some like huge news to tell you, but I can't, not yet. All right, well, I'm still working out the details on a new game, but no one likes to play the game, so what should we do? Hello, March is a long month, you know, for like federal employees who have a holiday, February 20th. Now we have a dry spell for 12 weeks. Hello, I need something to keep my blood pumping. All right, well, I hope you're not playing this on the show because I sound like a big old whiner.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Miss Kathy Bacon, as you all know. And y'all, Miss Bacon, I've got an idea for you. For something to get your blood pumping, your blood flowing until you get a what do you call it, a holiday again, y'all. She won't get another holiday until Memorial Day, y'all. That's at the end of May. Dear gosh, Big Fatty, how's she gonna make it? Well, y'all, she can start doing the Irish jig. And y'all, when the Vons, yo, hey, yo, does that little song, she'll do it as Because, you know, she gets confused. But anyway, yes, Big Fatty, it's almost like she wants it to be Mexican or something.
Hello, Back Bay nurse. I wish you are better now. And the doctor said your back pain is just caused because you're getting old. But I called just to ask you to ask one of your listeners. So here we go. Big Fatty, please ask Crazy Bacon to ask Gavin to ask his research department, since tomorrow is going to be February 29th, how do people born on that day celebrate their birthday? Do they celebrate it only every fourth year? And does that mean they are four times younger than everybody else? I am curious to know. Well, be well, and thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is that Hat M. Oh, yeah, Gussie. y'all, that is that crazy Mexican Hat M from over there in Flululand. And, y'all, evidently, he knew that, evidently he's a day behind. He's a day late to the party. But evidently he wasn't expecting a swift answer since he called in, so late. But, Miss Bacon, it sounds to me like that old, crazy Mexican Hat M has given you something to do. Cause he wants you to get in touch with Gavin and get the research department to investigate how people celebrate their exiting of the birth canal if they exited on the 29th of February. Y'all, I'm just wondering, do any of the BFO listeners, did any of them exit on the 29th? I didn't, you know, my assistant didn't tell me of anyone, but y'all, that doesn't mean it didn't happen. So, you know, there may be Larry the Lurker out there. That exited on the 29th. I don't know, but anyway. So, Miss Bacon, you've got something to do, and Hat M, the crazy Mexican. Thank you for calling. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's the Faye driver. Well, it's happening again. I'm going back to see the gay trucker to get my hairs cut. So, DJ David J, I'll see you tomorrow. That is, if tomorrow is Friday. Okay, Big Fatty, feel better. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Faye Driver. And, y'all, I don't know if he'll be taking public transportation to get his hairs cut, but I don't know if there'll be any personal grooming involved either. But anyway, Faye Driver, tell DJ David J we said hello. And that we're thinking about him and that we miss him. And by the way, if he keeps some of your hair after he cuts it off in a small vial, be looking around to see if there are any kind of puppets or anything around there, like voodoo dolls or something like that. Because you're, oh, Big Freddy, you never know. You never know about those Mexicans. They may be into that voodoo, bitch. Fatty, you're crazy.
Hello, Big Fatty. I haven't listened to the show yet, but, you know, I always go read the show notes first, and I'm just pacing in my living room. I'm at home, 10:30 a.m., and it's leap day. Leap, what is it? Is it leap day? Leap year day? February 29th. So, basically, I'm not going to have any documented work on this day, and now I'll have to wait another 4 years to try it again, because the federal building was closed because of the weather, and yeah, all right. Maybe I'll go to work this afternoon after I dig myself out, just to do something so I can have something done on this day. All right, well, don't play the rest of this on the show.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, leave it to Miss Bacon to be worried that I didn't do any work on the 29th. Well, you know, you're supposed to do something that you don't normally do on February the 29th on leap day. So, you know, Miss Bacon's always working on something, so don't do anything. You called the BFO, that documents something. Yes, Big Fatty, in documents that she's, yes, yes, yes. But anyway, y'all, the last call I have today, and I know that some of you aren't going to believe this, but y'all, I was thinking this morning, you know, who have I not heard from in a while? And, you know, I was just saying, well, now let's just see. You know, I haven't heard from Ian out there in the Los Angeles. And I haven't heard from that Peter G out there. Y'all, by the way, that Peter G, he took two onions to work today to have us a little snicker snack. Y'all, he may be related to Miss Bacon or had him, I don't know. But anyway, y'all, the one name that popped in my mind before anyone else was y'all. It was that Melissa the Confused and Mama the Confused. And y'all, believe it or not, this came into the BFO this afternoon. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Melissa the Confused. I'm sorry I haven't called you in a long time. You know, stuff happened. I'm getting over a cold, so if I sound funny, I'm sorry about that, too. And I just wanted to say hi. I've been thinking about you lately. I'm really looking forward to the Pride event this year, and I can't wait for it. And if you guys need any help with anything, let me know, and I will talk to you later. Love you, Big Patty. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's like we're on the same wavelength. It's yes, Big Patty. Maybe she's on Vicodin also. Anyway, but Melissa the Confused, thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty. I appreciate that, because Big Fatty was honestly thinking about you. And please tell Mama the Confused Big Fatty says hello, and tell your cousin Kim the Confused Big Fatty says hello. And anyway, y'all, speaking of Pride 48, you know, it's coming up in about about 6 months. And y'all, I spoke to that Daniel, Biba, and y'all, evidently he will not be available on Monday the 5th of March for the State of the Station, but y'all, he was going to get in touch with the other suits and get them to go ahead and plan on doing a State of the Station on Monday night. So y'all mark it on your calendar. We'll see if that actually happens or not. But evidently my grandson, who has unsubscribed, by the way, is visiting old Biba. And Biba's taking my grandson back to the Aeropuerto, which, of course, we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. He's taking him back to the Aeropuerto in Boston. So maybe they'll stop by and see Brian from Boston, who also has unsubscribed. You just never know. Yeah, I never know these things, but Oh, dear Gussie, but old Biba said that he might call in to the little show. So, y'all, sounds to me like there may be a State of the Station on Monday night. But, you know how this stuff is, y'all. With Vegas, it's a crapshoot. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about crapshooting places. You've already told us about the elephants and, you know, and your bowel movements. We don't need any more crap shooting anywhere. We just don't need to hear about it. It's we do a little Irish jig and Big Fatty, what are you talking? Y'all got no idea what the hell I'm talking about. But y'all, speaking of a pinch and a punch and rabbit, Scotty, get us out of here, please.
Now, there is someone. I can't remember who it is.
It's probably best that you don't remember. It's Volga.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.